The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's The Herd. When Driveway.com says on your terms and on your turf, they actually mean it. If you're shopping for a vehicle online, you can get whatever you want. New, used, certified, pre-owned. You can sell your car at Driveway.com too. Get a real offer online and they'll come to your driveway to hand over a check. Give them a try today at Driveway.com. Car buying, car selling on your terms and on your turf. Driveway.com.
Using your Aspiration Zero credit card helps fight climate change. It's true. See, Aspiration Zero plants a tree each time you make a purchase. And tree planting is one of the most effective ways to combat global warming. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. Learn more at aspiration.com. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank, member FDIC, 2021.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe, totally secure. Super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets, live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up.
Hi, it's Prime Cuts, the best of the Colin Cowherd podcast. New year, more great guests. Nick Wright shared his thoughts on AB's meltdown and Kyler outdueling Dak. It was one of Nick's great appearances. The playmaker Michael Irvin laid out his Cowboy playoff expectations. Chad Millman week 17, sharper square. But first, my top takes of the week. Here's my thoughts on Antonio Brown. Listen, I guess you should always err on the side of compassion or empathy when a guy melts down. But with Antonio Brown, he's never shown contrition, and everybody keeps enabling him. He treats women poorly. He robbed a delivery truck. He faked a vaccination ID card. He has treated so many people poorly that there are going to be people out there that say, yeah, he had a meltdown, but he's been enabled over and over and over. And I'm not a mental health specialist, so you err on the side of caution. But whereas players like Josh Gordon, people really put their arms around him. Josh was a good guy that struggled with an addiction, right? AB, no contrition, never apologetic, mocks others, blames the media for starting the drama. And I know nobody cares about the media, but just Wikipedia, Antonio Brown and how he's treated people, expelled in college at Florida International, robbing delivery truck people, stiffing other people. Never so much as an ounce of sympathy for any of those people. He's simply very hard to feel bad for. Team structure matters. I mean, football has a playbook the size of a small town phone book. And he has crossed the line so many times. Mike Evans made a concerted effort to help him on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline. Wouldn't listen to him. Arians asked him to go in multiple times. Wouldn't listen to him. And look, I get Tom Brady saying, don't judge. Boy, it would be a lot easier to put your arms around somebody who gave me any indication he cared about anybody beyond himself. Tom Brady allowed him to move into his house with his family, taking off his shirt. That's the respect he paid for Tom Brady. Those actions. At some point, Antonio Brown has to be responsible. At some point, people in this league will stop enabling him. Pretty funny story this week. Hub Arkish, a sports writer in Chicago. And for the record, doesn't that sound like a sports writer in the 20s? Hub Arkish then covered the Senators to beat the Bruins in one of the greatest games ever while wearing a top hat. God, I wish my name was Hub Arkish. It just sounds relevant, doesn't it? Red Barber with the play-by-play. Let's hand it over to Hub Arkish on the sidelines. Anywho, Hub Arkish came out in a Chicago radio station, and he said, I think Aaron Rodgers is a jerk, and I'm not going to vote for him for MVP. And then Aaron Rodgers came out yesterday and said, Hub Arkish is a bum. The whole damn thing's funny. Hub Arkish, folks, despite how grand his name is one of 50 voters. He does not reflect the entire media. If you're listening to me and your family, your immediate family and cousins is 50 people, and one of them got arrested, do I believe that your family is part of some sort of crime syndicate, or you have a D-bag somewhere in your family? Probably the latter. One person doesn't speak for a family. I don't get outraged when a single member of the media does something ridiculous, because I choose not to be outraged. I have friends in the media, liberals and conservatives. They make money doing grievance television or having a grievance website. Do I really think Ben Shapiro is that pissed off all the time? No, because if he was, he'd need a mental health specialist. I don't think the anchors on MSNBC wake up screaming at the ceiling fan every day. That Fox News anchors really go around throwing pots and pans all day. But grievance and outrage sell. I don't think Hub Arkish, as he hammers out lines on his Telegram, speaks for the entire media. I like being able to tell the difference between something that's really worth getting upset about and what's unnecessarily built for click outrage. I hope you can tell too. These are television performances and radio performances. If you're really upset over what Hub Arkish said and it ruined your day, either get a dog or a girlfriend. It's funny. A sports writer called a player a jerk, and the player called the sports writer a bum. The whole damn thing's funny. Quite a stir on the interweb this week when Kirk Herbstreit, popular broadcaster for ESPN, a football analyst, said that players opting out of games, they don't love the game. Of course, that was ridiculous because we know in every industry, some people really love it. I love radio. I love TV. But I've worked with lots of people that do it for the paycheck, and it's not a central focus in their life. That's okay. We can both coexist. We know in the NFL, Tony Gonzalez once told me, the Hall of Fame tight end, that about 3-5% of players were really committed to the sport. The other 95-97%, they liked what football could do for them more than they loved football. So Herbstreit goes out to say that players that opt out don't love the game. Yes, I think it's completely ridiculous, But I was also shocked that Rhys Davis, the host of the show, was angered over the blowback. Oh, fellas, let me give you a lesson from somebody who gets hate all day. I'm honored to be imitated and privileged to be criticized. We're all making millions of dollars talking about sports. Did Rhys Davis just figure out how Twitter works? Did Kirk Herbstreit think he could say that and not get some blowback? The reality is, those two work on a really popular Saturday show and are also assigned to the biggest bowl games at the network. So when they have the rare opinion, and Herbstreit's never been known for pointed, harsh criticism, if anything, everybody tends to be great. Coordinators, players, receivers, coaches, D-linemen, and we all know about 5% in any industry is truly great. But if you have a criticism that is not in the direction of most media, you'll get blowback. And it's a privilege to get it. It means you're on shows and games that people are paying attention to. All right, Michael Irvin, three-time Super Bowl champ, the playmaker. How the hell is life right now, Michael?
Hey, life is good, Colin. And, you know, we've had a great season. Any team, any of the top three, four, five teams in both conferences, you can see them possibly winning a Super Bowl. So yeah, it's wide open, and that really does make it more interesting.
You know, Michael, when you were a player, I remember you in college. My eyes told me you were bigger and stronger, faster with better hands. I didn't need to be a scout. My eyes tell me with Dak, he's good, but he's not Herbert. He's not Burrow. He's not Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. He's not electric like Lamar or Kyler. My eyes tell me he's good. Mostly great quarterbacks, Troy Aikman, Manning, Brady, Big Ben in his prime win. And there's this sort of Dak is in a slump. And I've been saying on the air, I went back the last 4 years. If he doesn't get 100 yards rushing, he doesn't beat good teams very often. I don't think he's in a slump. I think Dak is sort of reliant throwing on third and short. He's not as good throwing on third and long. He's not as mobile as a Kyler Murray, so he needs better protection. I think Dak has always been a B-plus quarterback. I'm okay with that. But when I infer that, people push back like that's outrageous. My eyes told me Aikman was an A. Emmett was an A. Micah is an A. Trayvon Diggs is an A. My eyes tell me Dak's a really good B. Is that fair?
Well, it is fair if that's your assessment, because that's your assessment now.
Right.
Sure, Dak won't say that he's a B. And I don't know that I would say that Dak's a B. I think Dak, you know, when you look around the landscape and you're talking A's and B's, we're talking according to the quarterbacks that are in the NFL right now.
Right.
And you mentioned some guys. You mentioned the Herberts and all of that. But Dak also has, I think, a thing that you're discounting, a great leadership. I believe, and I subscribe to, there's a rare quality at the quarterback position. If you can get your quarterback truly the heart and soul of your football team, a la Tom Brady, everywhere he's been, we anoint quarterbacks leaders. We give them that platform and anoint them that, but all of them are not really that. And all of them certainly are not the heart and soul. When you can get a quarterback that's the heart and soul of your team, that to me counts as good as what we call physical gifts, shoulders right down.
Okay, so Aikman had both. What did Troy do in the intangibles? Forget the arm size. What did he do with intangibles? That was what Dak has, what you're calling leadership.
Well, Troy was a great leader. And Troy, for us, was the straight leader. You know, I'm going everywhere and everything. You know, we're going to have fun. And we're going to do this. Troy, like, come on, guys. Let's get it back. You know, I'm out there talking. What you doing? I'm going at the defensive lineman. What you on Tucker? My tackle was like, Michael, don't talk to him. You're never blocking him. Leave him alone. You know, Troy would have to wheel that in and try to wheel all of that back in and focus in this huddle. Let's put all that down. Let's focus on playing. He was a great leader in that way also.
You know, Michael, you got McVay and Stafford. You got Brady and Arians. You got Kyler and Cliff. You got, there's some really big time players, coaches, leaders, quarterbacks in the NFC.
It is, right.
Would it be that big of a disappointment if Dallas won a playoff game and then lost close in round two? Would that be a disappointing season given the parameters of the NFC?
And Carl, I want to talk to something else, because you talked about the slump Dak is in, and I know you started out on that tear, 5-1, 6-1, and then they went through that little slow spot there, and that little slow spot that we started dubbing this a slump. That's when a lot of injuries were started happening. Tyron Smith went down, then Ezekiel Elliott and Pollard, and then the receivers in and out. We dubbed that a slump, even though it was still the second-ranked offense in the National Football League, but it was widely given to a slump. They went from scoring 34 points, I think, at a time to 29 points, and we were calling it a slump. I always say, well, let's wait till we get down to 10, 12 points before we dub a slump. 10 points a game, then you can double the slump. And in that area that we call the slump, I can repurpose it and say, this is when Dak kept the team together. Because there were so many missing parts, and he still kept them above 500 in what everybody called a slump. I was calling a binding process, because he had to bring this team together and try to win games without Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, without Tyron Smith. And that's not an easy thing when you got those kinds of great players without Zach Martin missing games. So I say, when everybody was saying it was a slump, did a good job of keeping them above water. Look how many teams have fallen below water because of injuries. We certainly have seen it in Baltimore. We've seen it all over the league.
Yeah. So what's success for the Cowboys in the playoffs? Let's say they open up. They win an opener. Okay. They beat Arizona, by the way. And then they lose to, say, the Rams. Is that really a disappointing playoff run?
I hope they dubbed that a disappointing playoff run. I hope we're not sitting here and the guys lose like in that fashion and say, hey, you know, well, we had a pretty good year. We had some success. No. I hope they consider that not being success. Yes, I think the Cowboys need to win more than just that first playoff game and go a little deeper.
What team, in your opinion, Michael, is a bad matchup for Dallas in the NFC?
I think the team they just saw. The team they just saw, because it reminded me of the time when we were going through the runs. You know who we did? I didn't want to see Houston. I didn't want to see Ron Moon and that old stretch system. We couldn't beat them. We could not beat them. God, we couldn't beat them. I was so happy when Buffalo came back on Houston and I saw Buffalo in the Super Bowl. I knew what to do. Every time, God, we practiced against them in training camp. We couldn't beat them. And when I see Arizona, I get that same feeling, you know, that same feeling. Remember, they had Ernest Given, they had all those dudes, and they had Warren Moon spreading that ball around. And I was like, golly, it just gave us fits. If you don't control a team like that, if you don't control them with the defensive line, keeping Kyler Murray in the pocket, getting pressure on Kyler Murray, then that spread set and all those receivers, they're going to give you problems. That's what Houston did for us, and that's what Arizona does for Dallas right now. But I believe Dallas offense performed better. They win that game the other day. They go in the third quarter, still only have 7 points. You can't win that game playing against Arizona like that.
All right, the College Football Championship is here to celebrate. FanDuel Sportsbook hooking up new customers. 30-1 enhanced odds on either team to win. I like Bama minus the points. I'm taking Saban and Bryce Young. Sign up at the FanDuel Sportsbook. I mean, basically, $5 can win you $150 on either team to win.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
You don't want enhanced thoughts. Always use the promo code Colin, by the way. It's the number one sports book in America, safe and secure, payouts in as little as 2 hours. FanDuel is going to hook up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Whenever you go to a FanDuel sportsbook and sign up at FanDuel.com, just use the promo code Colin. 30-1 enhanced odds, either team to win. I'm taking Alabama. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business. So upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. Reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase. Shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin. Auto done easy. That's Driveway's three-word game. Driveway makes buying a car online easy. And their nationwide inventory, superb. Looking for a Mazda in Missoula or a Prius in Pittsburgh? No problem. Heck, they can deliver a Ferrari to Fresno if that's how you roll. For a nominal delivery fee, Driveway ships any vehicle from their 260-plus retail locations right to your driveway. Not sold just yet? They've got a 7-day money-back guarantee on every purchase. Driveway makes selling your car easy. They offer an instant and competitive offer on their website. If you decide to take it, Driveway comes to your driveway and picks it up. Trade it in. Take a check. It's that easy. Even the financing is easy at Driveway. Their no-haggle prices makes everything stress-free. Since they own their inventory, they sell directly to you, which lets them offer a great price up front. Head to Driveway.com. Driveway.com now to shop for your next ride, and you'll see Driveway really is auto done easy.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, Nick Wright, co-host First Things First, joins me. Here's my takeaway on AB. Every time AB goes sideways, the media rushes out and goes, hey, be empathetic, mental health issues. And I would say it could be, although none of us are qualified to say that. But I've heard that now four different times. He was kicked out of Florida International. He was a problem in Pittsburgh and in Oakland and in New England and in Tampa. And he keeps being enabled by Bruce Arians, by Tom Brady, by Bill Belichick, by Central Michigan. So I'm not a mental health expert. We should always err on the side of compassion. But every time there is a mistake, we rush to, hey, don't be too harsh. But then somebody gives him another job. So it can't be both. Like, where do you fall on the AB situation?
Listen, it is absolutely possible and maybe even likely that part of Antonio Brown's issues stem from some either diagnosed or undiagnosed mental health issue. By the way, I think that's probably true. Almost all of us, to varying degrees, almost all of us, whenever we make bad decisions that are obviously bad decisions, it stems from something either in our past or in our brain chemistry or whatever it is. But we are still expected to be adults while we're at work. We're still expected to treat people with respect, to not stiff people out of thousands of dollars, to not do, you know, to not create, commit federal crimes and via fake vaccination cards, all of these things. And I think one would have more empathy if when he had the opportunity, when he's called on it or when he has to come to account for any of these things, if he showed any accountability, if he said, listen, I screwed up huge. I'm incredibly sorry. I'm struggling with a lot of things here. I can't promise you I won't. Like, people, I know mental health is different than substance abuse, but people didn't. Josh Gordon kept stepping on the same rake, metaphorically speaking, and people did not crush him for it, because Josh Gordon was, after in the beginning, kind of being standoffish about what his issues were and weren't. He was vulnerable and, you know, and said, hey, listen, this is something I'm dealing with. I'm struggling with. I'm doing my best. Antonio Brown's done none of that. And of all, I know compassion is not a limited resource, but I feel like I only have, you know, access to so much of it at any given moment. I'm not going to waste a ton of it on Antonio Brown. He's gotten more chances than 99% of people ever would. He does his best to squander them. It seems like he treats people terribly.
Yes.
Maybe criminally. He doesn't seem like a good guy at all. It is baffling to me the affinity Tom Brady seems to have for him. To me, it's one of the biggest indictments on Brady. It, like, there aren't many, but it's such an odd guy to want to put your arm around as publicly as he has. And no, like, I, Antonio Brown, I, Colin, do you think, I think he ended his NFL career today. I think his NFL career is over.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I think your point is well taken, is that, I mean, you can go back to expelled in college. I think he robbed a delivery truck driver, the fake vaccination ID. This is somebody that treats people poorly. There was the guy that he stiffed, which isn't criminal, but is a horrible thing to do.
And has seemingly credible sexual assault allegations against him.
So I'm to the point where, you know, people jump to the mental health issue. Well, then stop giving him chances. If it's mental health, stand by that and get him help. I just think he's been enabled over and over and over. And we all understand people with great talent get second and third chances. We're on like five, you know,
we're way past, like, just in the last, forget everything since college. And since the Steelers moved on from it, let's say he was on strike zero, you know, up until the Steelers moved on from it. There was the entire, with the Raiders, he's checking his bank balance during position group meetings. And, you know, remember he had the smuggled the old helmet and painted the helmet that he did all that, sent out those tweets, then goes to the Patriots, blows it there, sends out those awful tweets, then has really bad allegations against him on his way out of New England. Right before he signed with Tampa, there was the thing you're talking about, the delivery truck. There was breaking the surveillance camera outside the security guard stand, allegedly. Then the vaccination card. And now, Colin, I can't remember the last time an NFL guy of any stature, good or bad, mediocre, did this. I can't remember a guy disrobing and walking across the field mid-game. I mean, I've been watching NFL football for 25 years. I remember Vontae Davis retiring at halftime.
Yes.
I remember that. That wasn't as bad as this. You probably didn't see it. He's on whoever his driver was who picked him up from the game. He's on that guy's either TikTok or IG after the game laughing about it. Like, no, I mean, he is talented. He is not, to me, talented enough to overcome this. Which, by the way, and I don't know where if you were trying to segue here. However, it does remind me why I always thought it was so unfair when people compared Antonio Brown to Odell Beckham Jr., who's having quite the renaissance, my friend, now that he's out of the yoke of Cleveland.
By the way, he made two spectacularly huge catches. One, I think it was fourth down, one for the touchdown. Yeah, like it was situationally, you can argue he made the two biggest catches of the game. And here's the thing. They don't need him for volume. I mean, Cooper Kupp's a machine. And is there ever been a player that not only has 150 catches, but is seemingly wide open on almost everyone?
Wide open. And I know they have Beckham, so you have to pay attention to Beckham. But it's not like they have six weapons out there. Robert Woods still out there. They have an amazing tight end. Like, you would think that teams would say, we're going to double Kupp and deal with the rest of it. But Kupp is great. I mean, he's an excellent player. He, by the way, hot take, don't send this out on social. This is just for people to listen to the whole pod. Cooper Kupp's a little underrated because he's white. Like, let's be honest. Cooper Kupp gets a little of the Julian Edelman, Wes Welker treatment because he's a white receiver. He's not a great white receiver. He's a great wide receiver. He's really, really good. He's really good.
Yeah. Great hands, great routes, and he's one of those guys that gets to his top speed really fast. He's at his top speed. You know, people forget, Jerry Rice was the same. Jerry Rice ran a 4.55, 4.6. He got to his top speed in a step. Yep. And a lot of guys, it takes time. Cooper just is off and running. But it's interesting. Because Cooper is such a high-volume receiver, they just need OBJ situationally.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. He had like four targets, three catches. And that's fine because Van Jefferson gives you 6 targets and 4 catches. And Cooper gives you 13 targets and 11 catches. And they have good, capable tight ends. So it's one of those things where A, Stafford's much better than Baker. B, there is no, he's not a talking point. Just come in and make it work. But C, at this point in his career, he's not going to be your one. But he can be a fantastic elite situational wide receiver.
And it is such, and I know that, listen, the Browns play Monday night, and I know you don't even talk about Baker anymore, but it is really bad for him that Odell is now scoring touchdowns every week when he scored one touchdown like every 3 months while he was in Cleveland, that he's making these types of plays. And yeah, I mean, Odell, I do think Odell can be a number one. I don't think he's still a top 5 receiver in the league, but I think he absolutely can still be a number one. But man, here's the other thing that I just realized. Because the Rams could have lost, but they found a way to win. The Bucs should have lost, but found a way to win against a terrible team. The Cowboys were obviously playing the best team of those 3 teams, but they lost. Right now, you know what the playoffs are set as? The Cowboys are the 4. Arizona's the 5. We'd be getting this game again in the first game of the playoffs. What a disaster it'd be for Dallas if they go home in round 1 this year, when it looked 72 hours ago like they were very alive for the 1 seed. 72 hours ago, 7 hours ago, looked like they were very alive for the 1 seed. What a disaster.
All right, here's my buddy Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. By the way, the Favorites podcast, which Chad does with Simon Hunter, I believe it was the most listened to sports gambling podcast in America. Am I right?
Correct. It was a massive, massive success thanks to the Volume Podcast Network.
Well, you guys had something to do with it too.
It was the gift that I wanted to give you for your birthday.
It is my birthday today. Thanks for talking about me. I know. Do you know who called me on my birthday?
Who?
Jim Harbaugh.
No way.
Yes way.
Did he wish you a happy birthday, or was it a coincidence that he called on your birthday?
Unfortunately, it was a coincidence, so that's kind of a bummer. Eagles hosting the Cowboys, getting 4.5. The number was much bigger. I don't understand the line. I like Philadelphia here. Explain it to me, because I think Philadelphia, without Tyron Smith playing for the Cowboys, is a better team at home, crappy weather. Explain this to me. I like Philly, sharper square.
It's square. The wise guys like the Cowboys here. Majority of the money by a wide margin on Dallas. Mike McCarthy has said he's going to play his starters. The Eagles are getting wrecked by COVID. And the Eagles can't really do anything in terms of playoff positioning. So it doesn't really matter for them. This is an opportunity to try to get as healthy as possible. And McCarthy has stated his intention. So that's why people are liking the Cowboys.
49ers plus 4 at the Rams. 2 ways to look at it. The Niners have dominated this series. The power run game has been good against the sometimes finesse Rams roster. Jimmy Garoppolo is banged up, won't be at 100%. And I do worry about a Rams team that's been sloppy, but winning on the road, comes home, and now has the dual running backs. I would usually, if Jimmy was 100%, take the Niners. I kind of like the Rams minus 4. Sharper square.
I'm so glad you said that. The Rams are the right side here. It's interesting. The game was at 6 and got bet down with the public. This is a very pros Joe's game, by the way. The public came in on the Niners, bet this game down to 6. The money is on the Rams because the Rams all of a sudden at 4 are a very attractive play for professional bettors. Huge pros Joe's game. And look, one of the reasons the public is coming in is because of the way the Niners have been playing and because of the way the Rams have been playing. And the Niners historically have performed well in this spot. But the wise guys are not being fooled by, you mentioned Jimmy G. It could just as easily be Trey Lance this week. And Jimmy G did not practice yesterday. So if you're getting Trey Lance, in the first half, very ineffective. In the second half, when Kyle Shanahan slimmed down the playbook, much more effective against a team in the Texans that could not pressure the quarterback. That is one thing the Rams can do, and they have a much better secondary. So you're looking at an opportunity here for the Rams at home to get right against a nemesis because they are potentially playing against a quarterback who might not be able to handle the same kind of pressure that that Jimmy G can do.
You know, I'm rooting for the Chargers over the Raiders, and here's why. Well, for one, Justin Herbert likes me a lot. But let's not get into that.
How do you know that?
Because he grew up listening to me in the backseat of his grandpa's car going to school, and he texts me regularly, and he listens to the show and likes it a lot. Okay, so the Chargers are a better representation and a truer playoff team. Here's why. They've got a full-time coach. They've got better weapons. They could beat Kansas City or Buffalo. This is a really good football team that has a young quarterback and can be inconsistent. The Raiders have an interim coach. Most of their good players are hurt. They have no deep threat. But they're getting three at home. They're weird. They hang around. And it's a rivalry game. And I probably feel like the Raiders and the points is the sharp side, sharper square.
The Raiders are the sharp side. You're 100% right. It's for all the things you said. There's been so much inconsistency with the Chargers this weekend. And as much as Justin Herbert loves you, you have to admit, and he's had a great year, and his stats, like you look at his stats and they're unbelievable. You look at him like against Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes, whomever, like great year, still very inconsistent. And there were moments where he was incredibly inaccurate. And this Raiders team, they just always hang around. They're just always there. And Derek Carr like doesn't seem to know when the game is over. And the one thing you have to think about is, will Waller be playing? Will he be coming back?
And I think he is, isn't he?
He is. That's what I'm saying. And so like, you know that if he does, when he is, Wise Guy's already bought the three in anticipation of him coming back. This game went down to 2.5. So the Wise Guys are already thinking, yeah, I'm going to like the Raiders in this spot.
All right. I'm taking Alabama minus the points, Saban and Bryce Young. Everybody likes Georgia. What say you?
I like Georgia.
Jesus.
Hold on. What's the line right now? You just said minus the points. I'm fairly certain Georgia opened. Yeah,
at
Georgia's
1.5
favorite here.
And now they're
like
I don't
Alabama
like,
as an underdog.
Yes. I mean, Saban's been an underdog like 5 times. He's 4-1 with 4 blowouts. Bryce Young is so much better. You're going to tell me you're going to take the second best quarterback and the second best coach both by a long shot? I can't do it.
Well, I can tell you right now that this is the epitome of a pros Joe's game. All the tickets are on Alabama. The squares are on Alabama. The money is on Georgia. The sharps are on Georgia.
You know what? I'm going to hang out with all the meatballs. And I'm going to just hang out with them. And we're all a bunch of dopes and squares.
Go be with your people. It's your birthday. go have your cocktail. Do what you love to do. Be with your buddies. Enjoy it. You know, you're getting older, but you're not getting any wiser. I guess that's the lesson we've learned here.
At The Volume Sports, our YouTube page. Push that red button. Subscribe. Cash and prizes, potentially. Not really, but I'd appreciate it if you did it.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more.
Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.